Okay, so let's continue in the pasuk. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a ruach gedolah el hayam vayi sa'ar godol. So what is ruach gedolah? So the klipa of gedolah, the koach of godol, is generally considered the koach of tumah. The Gaon says. Like it says, Esav was b'nai ha-gadol. Esav represents the God, the Gadol. So the Gadol represents the Tumah. And it's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the anger of the world. So the Korach Tumah that's created by the people comes down to collect. And he says, it's a Ruach Gedolah. It's a Lashon Nekeva. Because first, the Korach Tumah tries to shter the guf, which we already said was Lashon Nekeva. Then it says, El Hayam Vayi Sa'ar Godol. Then it was a Sa'ar Godol, Lashon Zohar, which means it's coming to take away the Zohar, which is the Neshama. Okay? Fine. Then he says over here, Jagra is a whole piece, he threw it El Hayam. So again, here he goes on and he explains again that the Yam is Olam Hazeh. And he brings a Gemara, another Gemara to back it up, Gemara in Talmud. The Gemara in Talmud says, Sha'al Alexandros Moikdon Zikne Anegev. Alexandros Moikdon asked the Zikne Anegev, B'yama Yo'i Lemeidar, is it good to live in the Yam? Oy B'yabeshta, is it better to live in the Yabasha? Omalei B'yabeshta. He said, it's better to live in the Yabeshta. Why? Meaning in the Yabasha, not in the Yam. Yama, because people that go to the Yam, daitayu, they don't have menuchas and nefesh at the Zak and the Besh until they get to the Yabasha. So, Pasha Pshat, Alexander's Moikdoin asked the Zikne HaNegev, where's a better place to live, on the Yam or the Yabasha? And he told him it's better to live in the Yabasha because on the Yam, you don't have menuchas and nefesh. Zak the Goyim, what this means is it better to have pleasure in this world, or is it better to have Olam Haba? And this is specifically asked by Alexander Moikdon, who had all the pleasures of this world. And the Gaon says this Gemara was already mentioned earlier. There was a different Gemara that said the exact same thing. The Gemara says, Choshav Bar Sheshach was a guy, he asked Rava, Is l'chu ki hagal ki hagavna ba'al madasi, do you have pleasures that I have in the next world? I have Gavaldika Olam Hazeh. What do you have? Hey Shivloi Didana Difi Tfei Mehai. Okay, what I have is better. My Olam Haba is going to be better. Now, let's think about it. Obviously, we believe that Olam Haba is better. Spiritual and Bachal, what the Shakatai? How do you compare physical Hanois with Ruchnius? And also, let's look at the Gemara. When Rava answered him, he said, "No, ours is better." Atun is alaiho aims to the malchusa. You are constantly afraid of the malchus. Me and Olam Haba, we have shalom v'shalom. So, what was the shock of Atari? So the Gaon says the shock of Atari was that avada. We know that nafshi is dikahana is going to be better than gufni is dikahana. But Sheshach was asking that if I have everything I need in this world, I'm a menucha. So why isn't having a menucha in this world better than having menucha in the next world? And then he answered him, you can never have menucha in this world because you have emes of the malchus. It means someone can always take away that which you're getting menucha from. Because you're getting menucha from something very exterior, very zeitig. You're getting menucha from your money. You're getting menucha because you think you have everything. That doesn't last. So hamela, you can lose that very, very instantaneously, very quickly. You could lose that sense of security, and therefore, that type of shalva doesn't last. The shalva that we have in Olam Haba is shalva that lasts forever. Sazakta Gura, that was what Alexander Mukden was asking the Zikne HaNegev. Is it better to be in the Yam or in the Yabasha? The Gaon says, according to my mashal, the Yam means Olam Hazeh, the Yabasha means Olam Haba. Is it better to be in Olam Hazeh or is it better to be in Olam Haba? So he answered the same answer. Obviously, it's better to be in Olam Hazeh. Now, obviously, it's better to be in Olam Haba because when you're in Olam Hazeh, you don't know Menuchas HaNefesh, which is the thing Teretz that Rava told Bar Sheshach. You're never fully confident. You're never fully confident in your matzav in Olam Hazeh. You're going to be fully confident in your matzav in Olam Haba. And Mamela, that was the mashal, but he's bringing a raya to his concept that the yam is this world. So again, the neshama is now being chased by this ruach, koyach atuma, Kadosh Baruch Hu sends midas adin to be goyveh, as shaloi, and it's coming as a ruach, as a sar, and it's coming to the yam. It's going to Olam Hazeh to collect. Okay, v'yiru ha-malachim. The malachim are the captains, the sailors. So they got afraid. Vayizaku isha lelekav, and they started yelling out. Vayatila sakelim asher ba'aniyah, and they started emptying out the aniyah el hayam. Lehokel me'alim, to make it easier. V'yoyna yorad el yarkasi asfina. And Yonah went to the bottom of the boat, and he slept, and he fell into a deep sleep. So in the mashal, in the nimshal, what's going on? In the mashal, what's going on here? So he says, the first thing is that the sailors, the malachim, mem lamed ches yud mem, not malach with an alf, mem lamed ches yud mem. So the sailors, the captains, are afraid. Who are the captains of this boat? So again, if the boat is the nish of the is the guf, the captains of the guf are the moyach and the lev and the koiches that are in the guf. The powers, the force, the strengths that are in the guf. Vayizaku ish, they got afraid. They see that that's no good, and they pray to Elikov. Each one of these items has their personal God. This one yells out to the gold. This one yells out to the silver. This one yells out to all those things which it served its whole life. Okay? Now, like it says, Vayom ahu yashlich ish alokei kaspo, kaspo mechutzis yashlichu ki lo yoyol hoin v'yayim evro. So they're called boitchem al chelam over of osher misalalu. So the guf and the malachim of the guf all reach out to those things which helped them all these years. Every time he needed something, he would reach deeper into his pocket, and money gets me everything. Everything I need in this world, I get with my money. And all of a sudden, it's not helping because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a ruach and a sa'ara, money can't buy you anything to save you. And v'yizaku isha lelekav v'yatilu es hakelim asher ba'aniya. And Cohen says what it means is literal. They finally realized it's not about that. So they threw all the gold and silver off the boat. The person is left poor. The person is left with nothing. He realizes that all those things, which were crucial, which were the what he relied on his whole life, are useless. And he just threw them off ship. And he doesn't have anything left. And he throws them el hayam or hakel me'allah of the gzar din. I don't know why he throws it to the yam. I'm not sure what that means exactly, according to the girl. But that's what he said. That's what it means in general. Okay? But the Yoina is the neshama. Goes down to the Yar Kiseh HaSfina. Goes down to the bottom of the boat. And he goes to sleep. Now, what is going to sleep? The Tardema refers to a very deep sleep that essentially the guf is really separate from the neshama. Like it says, Vayipal Tardema al Avram, and he was able to see the person with his arm. Tardema is a very, very deep sleep that almost separates the guf from the neshama. So basically, at the end of life, the person has no more money, all those things you rely on doesn't help. And the neshama is ready to go to sleep. The neshama is ready to separate itself from the guf. Okay? The goyin has a moiridika diak in the pasuk. He says, till now, what was this thing called? It was called an ania. It was called a ship. All of a sudden here it says, hasfina. Why does it switch words? Till now it was called an ania, now it's called a sfina. Why is that? Dr. Goyin, because an ania is a big ship. Where's a big ship? A big ship is somewhere deep, deep in the ocean. But if you have little, if you're, you know, paddling near the edge, near the yabasha, so you have to take out a little tiny boat and you start paddling. That's called a sfina, not an ania, not a ship. It's a boat. It's a little boat. So at this point, the neshama and the guf are almost at the end of the yabasha. They're almost by the Yabasha already. Yabasha again is Olam Haba. They're almost at the end of their trip. So now, at this point, when the Midas Adin is reeling this boat back in, the boat now is no longer an Ania, a massive ship that's sailing somewhere deep in the ocean. It's a mere Sfina, which is like a little boat. And that mere Sfina, which is a little tiny boat, that's what's controlling now the that's the guf is, and that's the neshama is living in that sfina. Okay, so at this point we're not ending off the week on such a great note. Then neshama goes to sleep, and the sfina is already close to the abasha, and the koach hatuma is in power, is taking over. So I guess we'll have to see next week how does this end. Okay. That's just a show, not end, but how does it continue? All right, Kol Tov, have a great Shabbos, everybody.